For you, Mary Beth.
Great.
I guess I should learn to spell.
Thank you. All right, welcome to the first Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee of 2018. I appreciate everybody's attendance tonight. And we're going to start with Resolution 33. So, I'm already wrong. Sorry. We're going to start with the committee meeting minutes. If you guys had a chance to read them, and I could take a...
They're from last year. I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes.
Okay.
I second it.
Okay. So that was good. Okay. We skipped ahead.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
Okay. Aye. All right. Now to the resolutions. So we're going to take 33 first, since Nancy's here and she can speak on it. This is Resolution 33, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Legal Services of the Hudson Valley Department of Probation. And it's for January of 2018 to December of 2019 for $100,000. And what could you tell us?
So this is the program we have with our Trauma Victims Assistance Program for domestic violence victims, where we can refer them to Hudson Valley Legal Services to get assistance with civil matters, family court support, any of the visitation custody issues that might come up for domestic violence victims. This actually came out of the legislature and was put in our budget in, I believe it was the 2016 budget. We've done RFPs, and they've won the grant repeatedly. So this is a continuation.
Anybody have any questions?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll go to Resolution 13. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Walker Valley Chemical Engine Number 1 for the 2018 appropriation. And this is for the burn panels, which we've been doing since 2016. And this is for $10,000.
I'll move it.
I second that.
Anybody have anything else? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Couldn't figure that out for a minute. Resolution 25, appointing and reappointing members to the Ulster County Fire Advisory Board.
I vote for myself.
And on the resolution, everybody is named on there. If anybody has any questions.
I'll move it.
I will second that.
Okay.
I'm very happy that Heidi has agreed to take one of the slots on there. She's replacing Legislator Ron Lapp. And right now Craig is still on there. I've made contact with Legislator Rodriguez, Minority Leader Rodriguez, and unless he gives me a name of a minority member who wants to serve, he told me he was going to ask his caucus if anybody wanted to serve. Previously, there had been two majority members on there for a while because there was no minority member that had the interest to serve.
Okay.
And I know that Heidi's going to have great attendance there. They really like having a legislator on there to bring issues that matter to the fire service to us, and us to bring our solutions to them. So thank you, Heidi, for serving.
Yes, thank
absolutely.
You. And you know, Heidi, once a month I get the minutes in the mail, and they can keep doing it. That's nice. It's nice to get
Peggy that. Sends it out to everybody who matters.
Yeah, no, it's nice to see that. Okay, we guess we can move it.
It's moved and seconded.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Resolution 32, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county PMC Associates Sheriff's Office. So this is for the communication cables in the mobile command center, right? Did anybody want to speak about it?
This, if you need detailed stuff, Steve certainly can chime in too. The mobile command post was purchased in 2006, 2006, yeah. and put into service then. So it's time for an update on the communications equipment within, and obviously it's an expensive endeavor, so that's mm-hmm. what it's about.
And that's not just for the sheriff's office. The mobile command goes to anybody who calls for it.
Oh,
whether
okay.
Whether it's the fire service, whether it's another police agency, the state police, anybody that needs it.
Oh, wow.
We send people out in it. And the 911 dispatchers are cross-trained to run that along with our people.
It spent a lot of time at the wildfires.
It did up top of Mohawk.
Yep.
Okay. And can I have somebody move it?
Make a motion.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And this is all out of the grant, right?
Yeah.
This is all grant funding,
being covered
too.
By grant funding.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, that's even better.
Yay.
Forgot
to tell you. It's most important part.
Most important part.
The contract abstract says it's 100% county, so we should probably talk to Vicki about that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It wouldn't change my mind if it was 100% county because
right.
we need it. But
exactly.
It's reimbursable, so we have to put the funding
yeah.
out. I don't know.
No, yeah, that,
has a,
that could
magic.
Be why.
Yeah.
So we have to, and once we submit the bills that are paid, we get.
Is it Homeland Security?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Great. Resolution 39. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for the Aid to Prosecution Program District Attorney's Office. And we have Mike here.
Hey, how are you?
Chief Assistant District Attorney.
Yes, somehow.
Did you want to speak on this?
If anybody has any questions, I'd be glad to. If you want to just give you a brief overview, I can do
yeah,
that as well.
I like the overview.
Sure. This is a grant from the Department of Criminal Justice Services. That's money given to supplement the income of a veteran seasoned prosecutor, basically to incentivize them to stay. You know, there's obviously more money in private practice. So it's an attempt to keep people who are experienced in the office to keep working in that capacity.
Nice.
I think I benefit from it, quite frankly. So
the veteran seasons prosecutor. I'll move it.
Okay. You want to second it, Heidi?
I second that,
okay.
Yes.
Anybody have any other questions? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Do you need me to stick around?
No.
Okay.
I'm all about when you're good, you're good.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Resolution 40, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement and any amendments thereto with the City of Kingston for hazardous materials response services, emergency management. So we have, anybody want to talk about it before I try to talk about it?
Yeah, it's the agreement that we've had with the City of Kingston for hazmat response throughout the county.
Okay.
They hold the hazmat team, and this is the contract that we have with them.
Okay.
I'll move it.
I second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. On to 41. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the Department of Justice for asset forfeiture. Anybody?
I'll move it.
I'll second it. I can second it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody want to speak on this one? No financial impact.
This is new, isn't it?
Tell you the truth, I didn't see that on there.
Yeah.
This just gives the chairman the authorization to be the signator on the computer.
Well, I'm going to vote no on that. My hand's cramping already.
Isn't that what we talked about?
Yeah. It's an intermunicipal agreement with DCJS, like the other things that you signed.
Yeah.
With DCJS.
Yeah. So this is e-signing.
You're authorizing them to report their asset forfeitures on the e-share program.
That's fine.
That's nice.
That manual you should probably read, sir.
But you have to do it now.
I have like multiple copies here. Three copies of the same thing.
All right. Guess we'll vote on it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And our last resolution, number 42, authorizing chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement to a lease agreement with the town of Warsing for a substation of the Ulster County Sheriff's Office.
Please read the amount.
For $312. Ooh,
it's the cheapest substation we have in the county. Honestly,
it is weird.
I believe we used to get this one for free, right? And then the you know FAA makes us pay for it. So
otherwise, we'll have to leave.
Wow.
And we went round and round about it. They weren't.
And how did that amount come up?
Excuse me.
How did the amount of 312 come up?
I don't know how they figured that out. And it had to do with the grant that they had to build it in the first place.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm. It used to be at Akron.
I think the way Jay had explained it to me, it's got a. We have to pay at least what the least expensive tenant pays. So there we go. No, it's $321 a year. What did it come to? $26 a month.
Well, that was a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a month.
No.
No, it's for the year. That's what I said. I was almost like, you know, if it was $365, you could have said it was a dollar a day.
Honestly, I think that we should take off exactly $321 for, security. We provide free security at the airport, so maybe we could charge, $26 a month for security.
We joked around about that. We're going to back charge.
And can I get someone to move it for me?
I'll move it.
Second it. All right. And all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And Sheriff, we're to you. You want to go over, well, there's, because it's January.
That's the end of the year.
So we're just going to go over December's. You want to just summarize what happened?
You might as well just go right to the bottom and see where we did better than expected.
Nice. I always had faith in you.
Not a lot better than expected, but.
Some other people did.
We struggled to at least. Get what we budget for.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Constantly looking for new inmates. I took in a handful from Rikers Island at the beginning of this month, and it turned into be a fiasco.
Oh.
Because they're a total different breed of inmates.
Yeah.
They came in, one of them had 10 porcelain blades
stuffed
up inside him, and we can't tell. We make them go through a metal detector, but not an x-ray machine. So they were only there 2 days before one of them sliced another guy. Another Rikers inmate, so it wasn't one of our own. So I got rid of them. I'd like to give it a try again somewhere along the line, but Rikers, I think, screwed us. They didn't give us intelligence. They sent us up gang members who at Rikers weren't in the same housing units, but they sent them to us saying nothing. So we got rid of all them. We'll probably try it again, but I'm not going to sacrifice somebody getting hurt to make a couple extra dollars for the county.
Yeah, no, of course not.
How are the tablets going?
Good. I don't think we're making a whole lot of money off the tablets, but it takes, it's where we're making on it is the any issues in the jail. Because the inmates know that if they cause a problem, that they're losing their tablets and they don't want to do that.
Okay.
So we're getting our money's worth because it didn't cost us anything for the tablets anyway.
We're
getting our money's worth in how peaceful it is inside the facility.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Do you know what we budgeted this year per month for board-ins? Less than last year?
We're I don't know what the figure is, but we're only guessing 5 a day. Right now I think we have about 8 a day for the month of January.
Okay.
We just got the report. But I think we're just going to budget 8 and hopefully we do, or 5, and I hope we do a lot better.
Okay. Thank you.
There's new jails open, and Sullivan County is going to open soon. Dutchess, they did their temporary housing units. So it's a business. Everybody wants inmates.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Thank you. Old/new business? I don't think we really had anything from last year to bring over to this year. Okay.
If I could get it into the minutes for the future, I always ask that if anybody on the committee has any issues they want brought up, give me enough heads up that I can be prepared for a meeting. So if anybody has any questions, needs any information, give me a week or so heads up.
Absolutely.
If I could have just one second, just new members of the legislature, new members of the committee. We don't have two of our new members of the committee, but I'll make sure I pull them aside. One really useful thing to learn what goes on in the sheriff's department is to do a shift in the jail, or at least a tour of the jail, and to do a ride along with a road patrol deputy. It really gives you a better appreciation, especially the jail portion of what they go through. So that's something. It's something that I've done. I know. I think that Mary Beth's done part of it.
Been to the sheriff's office a lot of times.
But
this doesn't apply to you. Well, you come to jail, we just might not let you out.
But I really recommend it.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to reach out for that.
Yeah, it's a pretty big operation. There's a lot to see and a lot to figure out.
And we won't have our another meeting till the first Tuesday of March, right? I don't know what the exact date is, because this is kind of our January-February meeting. And
The 6th.
Okay, good. And 5:30 is good. That's enough time for me to get here and get settled and everything.
Literally takes me a half hour to get across Broadway.
You can probably walk faster.
I could. I will in the summer.
Yeah.
I also wanted to ask if anybody has anything that's going on in Ulster County or in their particular community. I have here, if anybody wants a copy, tomorrow. In my town, Chief Wage is doing an opioid awareness and prevention event, and I gave me some copies if anybody wants a copy to attend that. And like I said, if anybody has anything else, I'd be more than happy to put it on the agenda. Anything else from anybody? No?
Okay. Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll take a dog.
I'm going to...